It was a brutal day on Wall Street, and it was incredibly volatile. In the span of 2 days, stocks went from having one of their best days to one of their worst when the Dow dropped by more than 1,000 points. The Federal Reserve is waging an aggressive fight against inflation, and investors are worried about the implications for the U.S. economy. NPR's David Gura joins us to explain. Hey, David.
Hey, Ari.
I say you're here to explain, but I mean, is this explainable? What's going on right now?
Yeah, what we're seeing here is really just some hair trigger nervousness across markets. The S&P ended the day down 3.6%, but it was the tech-heavy NASDAQ that led losses. That index was down almost 5%, and this stands in sharp contrast to what we saw on Wednesday when markets rallied. It shows you just how fearful markets are right now, and what it comes down to, by and large, is the Federal Reserve. On Wednesday, the Fed did what Wall Street expected it would do. It raised interest rates by 0.5 percentage point, the largest increase in more than 2 decades, and the Fed signaled it's likely to hike interest rates by the same amount at its next 2 meetings. Now, initially, investors were relieved after Fed Chair Jerome Powell ruled out larger increases in the future, but on Thursday, Wall Street woke up to the reality that interest rates are going higher. We're about to see the biggest series of rate increases in years. That means borrowing costs are going to rise very sharply in the span of a few months. And when companies are dealing with millions and billions of dollars, that makes a difference. Savita Subramanian is the head of equity and quantitative strategy at Bank of America Securities. And she says we should get used to these big swings up and down.
Just on a short-term basis and a long-term basis, I think we need to prepare ourselves for a volatile market.
And Ari, she says to keep in mind, interest rates have been incredibly low for a really long time, and the Fed is hiking them at this really fast pace. That is raising fears among investors.
And are those fears justified, or are people overreacting?
Well, this isn't easy. And when the Fed chair spoke on Wednesday, he had a great deal of humility. Raising interest rates is not an exact science, and the Fed has faced a lot of criticism, suggestions it's taking action too late. Now, Powell was also confident in his comments on Wednesday that he and his colleagues will be able to engineer a soft landing for the U.S. economy, that they'll be able to slow down the economy without causing a downturn. But some Wall Street economists are saying there's a greater likelihood of a recession. There's growing concern about stagflation when prices are high and the economy slows down sharply. That's not the prevailing view, but it's not being dismissed out of hand, and that goes to show how much fear is out there right now. Something I want to note is Powell was very clear about what the Fed can control and what it can't control. Just like investors, it's dealing with a lot of uncertainty and uncertainty in the global economy, from the fallout from the war in Ukraine to China's crackdown on COVID, which is crimping demand and causing new supply chain issues.
Now, you mentioned that the tech-heavy NASDAQ led losses. What are the companies that are suffering the most right now?
Yeah, by and large, companies that did really well during the pandemic. Higher interest rates tend to hit technology companies harder. They're fast growing. They're dependent on debt. On Thursday, shares of Netflix, Amazon, and Meta, Facebook's parent company, all dropped by around 7%. And e-commerce companies are also falling. Wayfair closed down 25% and a half on Thursday. And Carvana, the used car company, down about 18%, Ari.
So what should investors keep in mind as they watch these huge swings?
Well, markets have been booming for years, and investors may have lost sight of the fact that markets go up and down. So I go back to the uniqueness of this moment. There's a lot of fear in the market, and quite frankly, there's a lot to be concerned about. Inflation is higher than many of us have seen in our lifetimes, and interest rates, which have been so low for so long, are rising at this pretty fast clip. Obviously, a recession is worst case, but there are some positive signs. People are spending. Unemployment has been low. But when it comes to markets, it's likely this volatility is going to be around for a while.
NPR's David Gura, thank you.
Thanks, Ari.